Go on, big brother. Pick a card. Any card. Oh, come on. Just do it. I know you think my magic is dumb, but I'm really passionate about it. And I'm getting really good at it. I've already won talent contests and made some money on the side performing at parties and stuff. You know, someday my name will be famous as Houdini or Copperfield or any of the greats. I'm gonna have TV specials and a show in Vegas, and it will be incredible. This outfit I wear while I'm performing won't hurt either. It's patterned after the sexy one Zatanna wears in DC Comics. Magic is all about misdirection. And if the audience are all distracted by my cleavage or my legs, then they're much less likely to notice a bit of sleight of hand. Normally I'd smack you for looking at my body like that, but I did specifically reference it and how it looked in this outfit. I know you've got a thing for me, but you know it's only slightly less creepy since I turned 18. But you are never going to get further with me than just looking. But you'd like at least a chance at it, right? So humor me, pick a card, any card, look at it, and put it back in the deck. I get 3 tries to produce your card. If I can't do it, well, then you can do me. Oh, that's right, you heard me. I just bet my body over my skills as a magician. I'm so confident in my ability that I'm willing to let my big brother fuck me if I can't do a simple card trick. I'm not going to get it wrong, of course. I've done this trick 1,000,000 times. But all it costs you is a few minutes of your time. For that, you get the remote possibility that I mess up and you get to fuck me. With a condom, though. Let's not go crazy. You do have a condom, right? Well, let me see it. I'm not just going to take your word for it. Okay, just a regular condom. I'll put it over here in the unlikely event we need it. I'm taking the fact that you actually produced it as accepting my deal here. So once again, pick a card. Any card. I'm holding them fanned out face down in front of me. Take one, look at it, and memorize it. Then put it back in the deck. Anywhere you want to. Good. Now shuffle the cards once, and twice, and 3 times. And by magic, the card has moved to the top of the deck. I'll just flip it over, and is this your card? What do you mean it isn't? Of course it is. You wouldn't lie just to have sex with me, would you? Except you aren't. I've become far too good at reading tells on someone's face. That really isn't your card. Okay, not a problem. That is why I specified 3 tries. I, must not have gotten the shuffles right. Maybe if I shuffle them again, it'll work? Except the card isn't in the same spot where you originally put it. It could be anywhere now, but this is magic, of course, so I'll still make this work. And there we go. This must be your card. Fuck. Okay, I still get 1 more try. I'm not going to lie. I may have messed this up, and I'm panicking more than just a little bit right now. But we've already eliminated 2 cards out of 52. That just leaves 50 cards to choose from, which leaves me with a 2% chance of guessing right. You've watched so many magic routines with me, though. You probably think I'm just trying to make you think I don't know what's going on, but, it's flattering that you think I could act that well, but, what do you say we call off this bet, and I just give you a hand job right now. That way you're sure of getting something. You'd like that, wouldn't you? A hand job from your little sister is more than you ever expected to get. I think you'll appreciate what my highly trained and dexterous hands can do for your cock. Or maybe you'd prefer a blowjob. I can see you getting hard. And if I run my hand over the front of your pants, I can feel it as well. Maybe it's just the sexy magician outfit I'm wearing. Or maybe it's the thought of having sex with me earlier. But now it's definitely my hand. And the way I'm leaning into you to show more cleavage. Or the way I'm gently unzipping your pants and reaching inside to pull out. This is your card, isn't it? Wait. After the initial confusion of how the card ended up in your pants, your reaction seems to be one of victory. That really wasn't your card. Oh, God. Please tell me that was your card. I know you wouldn't lie to me. You've never been able to fool me, so I'd know if you were lying. Oh, fuck. I practiced this trick for days. I have a dummy set up in my room, and I was pulling cards out of the zipper. And I had it correct the last 20 times in a row. You know, I really should just head back to my room and practice and try to figure out where I went wrong. So, if you'll excuse me, I'll just gather up my cards and... Yeah? You're not actually going to hold me to the sex thing, are you? Please, I... You know what? Fine. I fucked up. Twice. First, I made that stupid deal with you in the first place. Then I messed up the fucking card trick. Now I'm going to get fucked myself. At this point, I deserve it. But you have to wear that condom. Got it? And that was part of the deal. And that's the only way this happens. Okay, let's just get this over with. I already unzipped your pants. You can finish undressing yourself. As for me, I'll take off my coat with its long sleeves. Yes, that was a dove. He'll come back when he's hungry. Now this low-cut vest. It's so tight. It's almost a corset, really. Any other time taking it off would be a relief. There's no misdirecting you from the fact that you're now seeing my breasts. But I have to keep going, even though I really don't want to. I have to take off my boots. And the black briefs, leaving me in just the fishnets and panties. Except you're already naked. Of course you would be a little more enthusiastic than me about all of this. More than a little, really, especially based on how hard that thing is. But fine. I'll take off the fishnet stockings. And now I guess I have to take off the panties. Oh, God, now would be a really good time to make myself disappear. Whoa, before you get close to me, you're putting on the condom, remember? It's bad enough I have to let you have sex with me. I'm not taking a chance at letting you impregnate me, too. But I'm watching you as you put it on to make sure you do it right. It looks like a snug fit for you, but then again, my pussy will be, too. I see it's lubricated as well. I suppose that makes one of us. I'm going over to your bed now. Don't take that as any kind of enthusiasm, but I do keep my word. And I do want to get this over with. So just because I'm lying on your bed now, completely naked, don't think I'm doing it with any amount of anticipation for what's going to happen next. I won't move either, or try to stop as you get on top of me. I'm honestly kind of scared of your cock right now. It's so hard and pointy. Except the pointy end doesn't collapse back into the blade like one of my prop swords. At least, I don't think it does. It would be both funny and a huge relief if it did. Okay, except it feels very real as you push it against me. I don't think that's a prop. It's too warm to be fake. And I think I can somehow feel your heart beating through it, just being pressed against me. This is all too real. Now you're looking to me before you go any further. I'm not going to tell you that you have to stop. I made a bet with you, and now I have to live with the consequences of it. Well, I'm all yours. You can go ahead and fuck me. Just don't expect me to enjoy it nearly as much as you're going to. Oh, great. It's starting to go in. Your first magic routine is going to be the disappearing penis trick, with me as your lovely assistant. But there's no smoke and mirrors, no misdirection. We're really going to be having sex. Incestual sex. Oh, God. You're pushing harder against me. It's going in. More and more. Fuck. Okay. It went all the way in. I can feel it buried inside me. I can't even deny it's my brother's cock to myself. Because I can just look up a few inches and see your face staring down at mine. I can't stop looking into your eyes, even as your entire body begins to slowly move as you thrust into me. Oh, neither of us can believe this is happening. You never thought I'd let you fuck me, and I never thought I'd get the magic trick wrong. But I did, so now we're having sex. But just this once, I'm never letting you do this again. Part of it is that I'm never going to wager my body again, no matter how good a magician I become. But mostly it's that I'm never going to let you get near me again. Oh, God, at least I'm getting wetter. It's embarrassing, but it's making this all easier. Maybe then you'll finish faster, and then I could forget about this all the sooner. Or maybe I need to help you a little. If you're just thrusting into my limp body, that could take a while, but maybe if I start to move with you, show a little enthusiasm. Don't take this as any kind of enjoyment on my part. I'm just trying to help us finish sooner. And by us, I meant you. Just you. I'm definitely not going to have an orgasm from this. Well, probably not, anyway. There's a little bit of uncertainty now, and after I messed up the card trick, I can't guarantee that I won't mess this up with an orgasm. I don't want to, but I didn't want to mess up the trick either. But sometimes these things happen that are just out of our control. Like my body, I can't control what it's doing right now. My body is moving on its own. My pussy is doing things on its own. But I still won't tell you to stop. I made a deal. At least there's the condom. That at least provides some barrier between us. It'll keep your cum from getting inside of me. It doesn't change the fact that our naked bodies are pressed together. But it is something. I'm feeling something else, too. I think I might actually come. I don't want to. Not for my brother's cock. But maybe the shame from you making me have an orgasm will teach me a lesson and make me a better magician. Anytime I'm about to screw up a magic trick, I'll think about how I had to let my big brother screw me. It'll make me work that much harder. Working harder. That's what I'm doing now as you thrust your cock into my embarrassingly wet, warm pussy. I'm moving in rhythm with you, squeezing you with my pussy, my fingernails digging into your back. This feels so very, very wrong, but also so very, very right. I'm the one misdirected right now. I expected this to be horrible, but it's turning out to be wonderful. But I'm still never letting you do this again, no matter how good it feels or how hard I come. Oh, God, fuck me. Fuck me, big brother. Fuck your little sister's little magical pussy. I never wanted what we're doing, but I want the orgasm you're going to give me. Oh, it's going to be so fucking intense. I can't help but wrap my legs around you as I feel it about to hit me. Oh, I want to pull you deep into me. Thank God for the condom, or this would be so dangerous right now, because I'm so insatiable. Oh, fuck, I want you to come. That's it. Fuck. I'm going to come, and you are too. We're going to come together. I'm worried it's going to make me imprint on you somehow, or fall in love with you. But it's too late to stop now. And to be honest, I don't want to stop either. I want to come so badly. And to make you come inside of me. Please, big brother. Please. Please come inside of me. Oh. Feels so wet, big brother. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. Oh fuck, what did we just do? And I feel wet inside. I mean, I know most of it's from me, but oh fuck, pull out of me, get off of me. Oh god, oh my fucking god. The condom broke, there's cum everywhere. Well, fucking except for inside the condom. Oh fuck, how did this happen? Wait. It looks like something tore the condom. Take a look at it. Huh. It looks like something got in there. And take it out of the condom, won't you? What the hell? It's some folded up paper. Open it up. What? It's a playing card. By any chance, was that your card? Ta-da! Well, well, I guess your little sister isn't such a bad magician after all, is she? The look on your face right now is completely worth having sex with you and possibly getting impregnated by my big brother. But that actually turned out to be fun. I was going to fake all of that stuff at the end, but instead it turned out to really happen. I might be willing to have sex with you again, even if magic isn't involved. You just have to promise not to magically disappear on me if I do get pregnant with your baby. Except something tells me I'll find a way to keep you around.